yourself, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in your lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in your lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in your lounge. Hello out there to all of our podcast listeners. Thank you so much for tuning into the E-Lounge this evening. This is your girl Shankara, and I'm sitting here in the lounge at the round table this evening with your other co-hosts, Annette, Kelly, and Titania. Say hello, ladies.
Hello.
Good evening. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Well, it's another show, and you guys know how we do it. I like to run down our listener checklist before we get started to make sure we've got everyone's undivided attention. So let's get this started. Number one, are you in a quiet place where you can hear the show today? Number two, do you have your favorite libation on hand? Number three, do you have your journal and your pen handy? And lastly, is your mind clear so that you are able to hear and focus on this knowledge we are about to drop in this lounge this evening? Well, if you answered yes to all these questions, I think we can get this show started. So guys, it's March, and this month we are talking about money, 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 and diversifying your portfolio. And here in the E-Lounge, you, our listeners, know that we truly believe that financial literacy is one of the cornerstones for the creation of wealth and legacy. So this month, we have a number of experts that will be joining us here in the lounge to talk about and to help us understand which investment vehicles we can use to diversify our portfolios, and more importantly, guys, how we can actually achieve it, right? And today, we have a very special guest in the lounge. She's been with us before, and she's back this morning. We have our special co-host, Ms. Monique Beidelman of Beidelman & Associates. And today, Monique will be sharing information about your family bank, a tool that is fundamental to wealth creation and legacy building. So, Monique, welcome back to the E-Lounge, our sister. How are you?
Thank you so much. I am doing very well. And I just appreciate you all inviting me back. I'm so glad to be here.
And we're glad to have you, Monique. You know, we've got a lot to get through this morning, Monique, but I want you to do something for us first. I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and why you are uniquely qualified, right, to talk about the Your Family Bank Wealth Building Strategy and Principles Tool. Can you do that for us?
Absolutely. I will be more than happy to. So I have actually been in this business and helping families for almost 20 years, since 2003. As a licensed insurance specialist. So I'm educating people. We're going across the country doing seminars and speeches at churches and civic organizations and women's groups. And, you know, I'm sitting face-to-face at kitchen tables. Well, you know, pre-pandemic, we were at kitchen tables. Right now we're on a Zoom, but we're continually to educate folks on this concept and making sure that people have a clear understanding of the concept and really understand just how powerful it can be by using this concept within your own family. Additionally, I'm actually an authorized representative for the Your Family Bank entity, which is actually located in St. Augustine, Florida. So I actually had to go to Florida. I went through a rigorous training. I had to take a class to actually become certified to talk to clients about this concept, specifically with this entity from a get out of debt focus. So I'm all about serving my community. This is what I do. This is what I have been doing. This is what I enjoy. It's really my purpose. It's my passion, and it's my purpose.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I know we're going to get into this and try to explain kind of what this is. Kelly, I know you are bursting at the seams, and I know you have a couple questions for Monique. So what are your thoughts on trying to understand this whole family bank concept?
I do. Hey, Monique, how you doing?
Hey, Kelly. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm just excited that you're in the E-Lounge because I got questions.
Absolutely. I know you do.
Look, you know, when you and I talked, you know, you and I talked offline, you told me about the concept and everything. I was like, this is fabulous. Yes. And I'm telling you, I signed up because I just know it's going to do some awesome things in terms of helping me be debt-free, right? So I'm really excited about that. But a lot of people out there don't really know what your family bank, and I'm doing quotation marks with my fingers and you can't see that, but they don't know what that concept is. So can you explain, because as a parent, sometimes I feel like I'm my children's bank.
Don't we all?
Okay. So,
yes.
So what is your family bank?
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you asked, and I'm glad you said concept, right? Because that's exactly what it is. It's a concept, or even a philosophy, if you will, that really puts you in control of your own financial affairs. And not just handing those dealings over to a financial institution, right? So it's the philosophy of becoming your own bank. So I want to preface it this way. In order to really understand this philosophy, you really have to understand how banks work, right? So in a normal financial situation, when we go to purchase or refinance a home or finance a car or even a business, right? We go to a bank or some other type of financial institution to obtain funding. So there are three major players, right? There's the borrower, there's the saver, and then there's the banker. So what happens is, as you, the saver, let's say you had $1,000 and you went to go deposit that $1,000 into the bank, right? That $1,000 is going to earn interest on that money. Now, we know that interest ain't much of nothing right now, right? You'd be good if you get 0.25% on that money. But what happens is, let's say the next day you go back into the bank. Now you're the borrower. And let's say you want to borrow money from that bank. Guess what? They're not going to charge you that 0.25% interest. They're going to charge you 7%, 8%, 9%, 10% and upwards, just depending upon what you want that money for, what your credit rating is, how much you need, and all that good stuff. So the bank is just the intermediary. So for its effort, the bank charges higher interest to the borrower than it pays to the saver. And this is called the spread. So that's really how banks make their money. So with this concept, right, this family bank system concept makes you the bank. You will save with your bank. You will borrow from your bank. And when you pay interest on the loans that you're taking from yourself, you're paying yourself back the excess interest because you are now the bank. So it's all about getting rid of the bank and you becoming your own bank. That's what it's about. So you're collecting the spread that would normally go to your lending institution. So it can really provide a solution for paying off debt. We can make purchases like cars, homes, investment properties, financing businesses, emergencies, college funding. I can go on and on. It reduces taxes and increases retirement savings. And guess what? You even get to pass along wealth to your heirs. So this concept is really, it's so powerful to me, and I'm such an advocate of it. But it's done by using safe, predictable products that in certain circumstances can provide guarantees as well.
I mean, it sounds powerful. Like there are so many benefits, it sounds like, to your family bank. But why does it, since there's so many benefits, why doesn't everyone do it? Like, what's the downside?
Isn't that crazy? I'm telling you, I don't know. And I'm going to be honest with you, Kelly. I don't know. But here is what I will say. There's a couple of reasons why I believe we are not using this concept. You know, people have been using variations of this concept for years, so it's not new. But I think a lot of us, first of all, we're just not privy to the information, right?
Okay.
And whatever what you don't know, you just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of us may not have even heard about this concept. So me and my team, we're really trying to change that. We're really trying to touch as many people as we can. The basis for this concept and the vehicle that we normally use for this concept is properly structured permanent life insurance products.
Mm.
Now, I say life insurance, right? A lot of people's antennas go up because there's a stigma attached to life insurance. We do not need, a lot of us feel they don't need it because it's only going to benefit someone when they die, but it's not about that anymore.
Yeah.
Right? It's about living.
Right.
Right. So we have a misconception about life insurance. So when we hear the vehicle that we're using is life insurance, people get completely turned off. And they don't understand that the wealthy have been doing this for a long time.
Shankar and I were talking about this the other day, but I can't. Shankar, you jump in because you had a really, really great, great question when we were talking about this the other day. Go ahead.
I did, because I also, in full transparency, have been part doing this program for the last 2 years, almost 2 years, and I can say it's absolutely amazing. And to the point, Kelly, you guys all know I'm a TikTok fan. Don't judge me. Do not judge me. Yes, I'm a TikTok fan. But they have a lot of different channels on TikTok, one of them which is Financial Channel. And I happened to see a video by this financial planner out in California talking about the whole Your Family Bank concept and talking about how it goes back to like the late 1800s. And the example he gave was about the Rockefeller. And there's a book that's out that's called What Would the Rockefellers Do? And so every one of you guys know I'm an avid reader, right? So I purchased the book. And let me tell you guys, this book is blowing my mind, because exactly what Monique is saying, it is true. The Rockefellers used this very principle back in 1897 to be able to protect their wealth. And at the time, I think in 1897, they were worth like $400 million or $1 billion. Was phenomenal back in 1897, right? And because they put this whole program in place using life insurance, they have never depleted their trust funds. And so they're still worth to this day, right now in 2021, between $11 and $21 billion. And that is 100 years later, because they're using this whole family bank concept. And I think what just blew my mind, and I shared this with Monique offline as well, I said, how come we have not known about this? You know, why have we not been doing this? Because it's not a new concept. So to the point Monique just made, is, you know, we've got to, like we said, use this show, right, to kind of get the word out about these kind of concepts and tools that we can be using to create that wealth and to create that financial legacy. Right, Monique?
That's right. You are absolutely right, Shankar. And you hit it right on. The Rockefellers, you know, that's really just one example of a family who used the concept along with trust, which I believe is just so powerful. The combination of both of that is just crazy. But there are so many other wealthy people out there that have also been using this concept. You know, the founder of McDonald's, Ray Kroc, he started McDonald's using a loan from his life insurance policy. If you guys remember the Pampered Chef, Doris Christopher, the same exact thing. She sold the Pampered Chef to Warren Buffett for $900 million because she used this concept. Walt Disney, that's another one. James Cash Penny, J.C. Penney. These are all wealthy people that have used this concept. Banks are the biggest purchasers of life insurance. Look it up. BoLife, bank-owned life insurance.
Wow.
Corporations own life insurance by the boatloads. So, you know, for some reason, and again, this is a part of me and my team serving our community, we are not touching enough people, right? We are not educating enough people about the powerfulness of life insurance. You know, when we're talking about setting up your own bank, the reason why we use life insurance as the vehicle, there are so many benefits to it. Right? It's flexible because of its liquidity, because of its stability, because of guarantees, because of tax benefits. I could go on and on and on. But it's, again, it's about educating us. It's about our communities becoming privy to this. And I will say this again, a lot of us are ill-informed.
Absolutely.
Well, that means, right? That means, I'm not going to mention names, but we have some financial gurus out there that do not believe in permanent insurance. And if you really listen to them, right, if you really listen to them, they really don't explain why they don't believe in it. They think maybe the agents are getting paid too much commissions or just by term because it's cheaper. Well, the Rockefellers did not take that advice, right?
Exactly.
The Ray Kroc did not take that advice. This setting up your own bank is done through permanent life insurance, not term. And for those who do not agree, you simply just may be ill-informed about how permanent insurance works, the benefits involved with it, and how to set it up properly. Absolutely. I'm just so passionate about people really understanding the powerfulness of a product like this and a concept like this.
Absolutely. I think I just read, too, actually in the book, I read that John McCain, as well as our own president, Joe Biden, are also proponents of this, and they have a family bank. Also, I think people out here may know Elon Musk. He bought the biggest life insurance policy, right, ever purchased just last year for this very reason, the owner and founder of Tesla. So, people, this is not a new concept. We hope you have your pen and your pencil out and you're getting this information, because when I tell you it can be life-changing for you and your family, I am not just saying that because I've heard that. I'm saying that because I'm doing it and I'm living this concept, and I'm telling you it works if you open your mind to it and you get yourself you gain the knowledge about the product. It can work. You know, Tanya, I know, Kelly, I'm sorry, I know that you also – as you said before, you're doing this. So let's talk about, you know, exactly, you know, how a person needs to get started. How do we do that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the first thing you need to do is you really need to get with a trusted agent who specializes in this concept or has a full understanding, right, of how it works and how it needs to be structured. Insurance companies go through their agents normally for selling of their products. Now, with that being said, not all agents are created equal, right? And some are not aware of the concept. Some may not even know or understand how it needs to be structured. But I will say you do not do this type of program on the internet. Okay, this is not the type of insurance that you purchase on the internet. You really shouldn't be purchasing life insurance on the internet anyway, but specifically not for something as important as setting up your own bank. So you need to sit down with an experienced agent so that they can explain everything to you. And you want a specialist, right? You want someone who specializes in understanding of the setting up of a bank. So do your due diligence and make sure you're speaking with someone that you trust.
So, guys, if you're here in the lounge with us this afternoon or evening, I am sure you guys are just excited as we are. But we've got to take a break, and we'll be right back here in the lounge with Monique Beidelman of Beidelman & Associates talking about your family bank.
Hey, this is Sydney Chalalone, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcasting on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table, where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing. Classy, chic, cultured, custom group travel. That's the Exceptional Travel Destination Travel Club way. From Miami to Dubai and all the places in between, XCD Travel Club has you covered. Whether you're planning a vacation or staycation, here at XCD Travel Club, we believe your next vacation is only limited to how big you are willing to dream. Customized, all-exclusive, upscale travel for groups is what we do. Celebrating a milestone birthday, anniversary, or just want to get away with family and friends, but you want someone else to plan the trip? From the black car service that picks you up and takes you to the airport to the group dinner at your all-inclusive resort, well, our XTV Concierge Travel Service has you covered. And did we mention we offer installment payment plans on many of our packages? Well, we do. So we've got you covered there, too. You just tell us where and when, and we will take care of the rest. Visit us today on the web at www.exceptionaltravel.com. That's exceptional with an X. On Facebook at Exceptional Travel Destinations Travel Club, or on Instagram at Exceptional Travel Destinations, or call us at 844-XTV-TRAVEL and get ready to live, explore, and celebrate one XTV vacation at a time. Mention code EELVK10 and receive 10% off your first travel package with XTV Travel Club.
Hey, Monique.
Hey, Tanya. How are you?
Good evening. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great.
Good. So I'm loving this conversation. This is one of my favorite topics when we talk about finances. And especially this year, I've decided that this year will be a year of just making some more valuable investments. And I'm excited that I've been part of the family bank for a couple years now, but really been involved in financial, in the financial arena for, just like you, over 20 years.
Right.
And so I'm excited that you are here in the e-lounge. And so I have a question. You are having some great conversations. So
yes.
When you talk about the returns of having money in the family bank, and is it really, do you really make those guaranteed returns when you set up your own family bank with a life insurance policy?
That's a great question. That's a great question. So when setting up your bank, you know, we are using permanent life insurance policies, but of course there are different types of permanent life insurance policies. So if you are using the vehicle of whole life insurance, then yes, it provides guarantees. So what you see on your illustration is going to be what you get. That means a guaranteed death benefit, and that means whatever the guarantee in cash value is. Now, index universal life is a little bit different, not guarantees, but if set up properly as well, it's a great vehicle to use to set up your own bank as well. But for whole life, absolute guarantees.
Okay, that's awesome. So you all heard that. You guys are taking really good notes. So there's no such thing as the word guaranteed, right, when we talk about investment, usually, right? So I'm excited to hear that you've expressed that this is guaranteed.
Yes.
What your illustration says is what your return will be. And
Absolutely.
So that is promising, right? So we need to make sure that we are educating ourselves and connecting, like Monique and Shankar mentioned, connecting with the right people to get the information.
Mm-hmm.
So Monique, when you're talking about these type of policies and mm-hmm. looking for agents that can support what you're really looking for, because you mentioned earlier, and I agree with
mm-hmm.
you, there are some financial gurus, I'll put that in quotation, like Kelly said, that
yes.
really don't support, you know,
yes.
whole life policies. And I'm not going to drop
yeah.
any names either, but I'm very familiar with them. So when people are looking to look at this concept, this family bank concept, what kind of attributes should they be looking for in specific agents
mm-hmm.
that can give them the right information?
Right, right. Absolutely. So again, the agents should have some experience dealing with this concept and selling this concept as well. Now, remember, the concept is simply using, you know, permanent life insurance products. So you also want agents that are representing reputable life insurance companies, right? A lot of life insurance companies out there sell permanent insurance products. That's not hard to find. But you want to make sure that you're getting with the right type of life insurance company. So that means the agent needs to be connected to, because the agent is the intermediary, right, between
mm-hmm.
the client and the life insurance company. So you want to make sure that agent is representing reputable grade A insurance companies. So some of the pluses that you want to look for in regards to who the agent is working with is if you can get with an insurance company that's a mutual insurance company and not a stock insurance company, meaning that they are looking out for the benefits of their policyholders as opposed to their shareholders. That makes a big difference when it comes to these life insurance companies. You always want them to have your best interest in mind as a life insurance company. In addition to that, if you are looking to set up your family bank going through a whole life policy, which is what we use most of the time to do these things, we want to try to get with a company that is a participating life insurance company, meaning that they pay dividends, right? Because that really comes into play when you are setting up your family bank concept. And of course, you want a reputable company, grade A or above insurance company that has been around for some time. The policy has got to be set up properly, right? It absolutely has to be set up properly. And not all permanent life policies can be set up the way the client needs to be. You know, sometimes we use different riders to accelerate cash. Like we'll use a paid up addition rider or term rider. But again, everyone's financial bank is going to be customizable depending on your own personal financial situation. So again, get with an agent where they are representing reputable life insurance companies that are used to clients coming to them to set up this type of concept.
Woo! This is,
that makes sense.
Y'all, this is, yeah.
Okay.
This is good stuff. Did y'all hear all these nuggets Monique just dropped? This is some really, really good stuff. And I have to say that I used my life insurance to help with my daughter for college.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have to pay it back, y'all.
Mm-mm.
Like, I borrowed my money from my own life insurance while I'm still living,
mm-hmm.
right? So life insurance is just not when you pass away. It's
right.
why you're still living, and was able to pay for my oldest daughter college. It's a
right.
powerful tool. And I'm just excited that you and your team are really getting out and getting this information out to our people. So, Annette, I know you had a couple of questions you wanted to ask Monique.
I did, T. And the thing for me is you're talking about nuggets, and I'm hearing the word life. Monique, it's so good to have you back. You know, one of the things I was passionate about last time is the future, life, the future, and legacy. And for those of us just joining us, Monique, let's talk about the future and leaving something behind and investing. And really, it's about creating a legacy for your family, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right, Kelly. It's about your family when it boils down to it, right? So, you know, again, we talk about the stigma that life insurance carries and why people don't feel like they need it, why people don't purchase it, whatever the reasons may be. It's about generational wealth and passing it along to your family. So when we get into the types of insurance, again, you know, term insurance is great. I sell term, our team sells term, we do a lot of term, but there's a place for term in your portfolio. I have term, right? But I also have a permanent policy or several permanent policies to make sure that I'm leaving a legacy for my family. Permanent policies are about living. Term policies are about dying. They really are, because if you live, you lose with term. With permanent policies, you are passing along your legacy, you're passing along generational wealth to your family, and then you're also doing all these other things if you wanted to do it, building your own bank, you know, financing your own purchases, buying a home through your bank as opposed to going to a physical bank to do that, you know, financing a car, starting your own business by not going through the SBA and taking a loan with them, but taking it from your personal bank. And then you're continuing to carry that legacy on to your heirs. When you pass away, God forbid, your family will reap the benefits of what you've been doing and how you've created that bank to take care of now them and their kids and their kids. That's what the Rockefellers have done.
Absolutely, Monique. And we've seen a shift. We don't have to discuss 2020 and how it should have shifted a lot of people's focus, correct?
Oh, yes.
With all
that you've
been through. Yeah.
It's been a year, yes.
Yes. So, Monique, you're probably one of the best resources, but if someone wants to read up on your family bank concept, are there any other books that you would specifically recommend that we could also purchase? Because this is a really important topic. Shankar talked about being, you know, a voracious reader, and I think everybody probably needs to have a few things in their library as well.
Absolutely. And to be honest, the one book that Shankar just mentioned, What Would the Rockefellers Do, right? That's Garrett Gunderson. That's a fantastic book to purchase and to read up on. And it goes into detail about what the Rockefellers did in regards to cash value life insurance, cash flow life insurance, whatever you want to call it, as well as trust. Another book that I love is Saving Middle America. Actually, the co-authors of that book are my business partners, Anthony Stewart and Barbara Bokavich. Again, that's a great resource to have. Again, they dive very deep into the benefits of life insurance, how to create that financial legacy for your family. And then the third one I love is Creating Generational Wealth, and that's by Douglas Aza. This is a great resource, again, for really explaining and delving into all of these types of financial situations. And I do want to add one more because I love this one. I can't go without saying this. The Power of Zero. I know a lot of you all have probably read that book, but The Power of Zero by David McKnight is also a great resource as well.
That's awesome, Moni. And I know Shankara had some more questions about how we can tap into all the stuff and how we can get in touch with Miss Monique.
Absolutely.
I am over here writing. You guys know I am a reader. I am furiously writing some of these books now so I can continue to expand my knowledge base on this whole Your Family Bank concept. Hey, Monique, we got a couple really good questions that just came across on our feed, right? And I want to make sure we ask these questions, too, before we wrap this show up. One, which is a phenomenal question, is this type of policy, right, accessible, and does it work for anyone at any income level?
That's a great question. So here's what I will say about that. Yes, it will. In summary, okay. Yes, it will. But when we're talking about this concept, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, I don't have the money to fund it, because obviously we have to fund the policy, right?
Right.
Or I don't make enough money. My income isn't high enough to afford this. So I would tell them that it's not always about how much money you make, right? It's about what you do with the money that you're bringing in.
Absolutely.
So yes, we do have to fund the policy, but a lot of times it's not about any new money. It's about simply redirecting money that is already going out and just using it more efficiently. So a lot of times when I sit down with families, I actually find money, right, that is being used inefficiently that can then simply be redirected into your bank. So you really cannot afford not to do it, to be quite honest.
Absolutely. And I'll be completely transparent, because Monique is also my agent for this policy. And she will tell you, I went through that process. I was like, I don't have, you know, X amount of dollars to do this. So I wanted to do it. And I had to really sit down and be deliberate. And that's the key, be deliberate, because I knew the benefit it was going to have for me and my family. And so I had to deliberately go through my budget and figure out things that I knew were not necessities, because in my opinion, this had evolved to being a necessity for me and my family, right? So I had to go through and look at what was not a necessity and make those adjustments so that I could do it. And I'm telling you, it was worth that effort. I am seeing the benefits of it. So absolutely, when she says it is available to anyone at any income level, if you are willing to be deliberate setting this policy up and making it happen, it can work for you. So that's great. That's great information.
Yeah.
Lastly, we got a question about whether or not this particular policy, if there is a cutoff, right, so to speak, is there an age limit where procuring this policy just doesn't make sense?
Well, I'll say a couple of things about that. Life insurance companies will cut you off at an age anyway. So there are companies that will insure you up to 80. There's several out there that will insure you up to age 85.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind. You won't be able to get it if you're 80 to that 85 age range. But let me say this. I truly believe that this will work at any age. And let me tell you why. Even if you're 60 or 65 years old, right? Or let's just even say 70. Most of the time, you still need cash. You still need a death benefit, right?
Absolutely.
So you may not have as much time as a 20, 30, 40-year-old to build up the cash like you want to, but it's still a benefit. You're still going to accrue cash tax-free. You're still going to have a death benefit that will then transfer to your heirs when you pass away. I'm going to say this one example. Speaking of the financial guru, I was actually listening to her last weekend, and I enjoy her. You know, I like her. I agree with a lot of things that she was saying, but I was outraged when this lady who was 65 years old stood up, and she talked the lady out of canceling her whole life insurance policy. This lady was 65 years old. She was paying $56 a month for a $25,000 death benefit. The financial guru told her that she needed to cancel that policy and redirect that $56 a month into a savings account.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Yes. We're not going to name any names again.
No, we're not.
But I was outraged. So now this lady redirecting that 56, getting a 0.25% if she actually redirected it, because she probably will just spend it. And then you're going to pay taxes on whatever growth you got at the end of the year, right? Now you have no death benefit. What if you die in 1, 2, 3, 5 years?
Exactly.
You're not going to have $25,000 tax-free in your savings account.
Exactly. Exactly.
So absolutely, every age can benefit from a program like this.
Wow. Well, you guys heard it. Every age can benefit from a program like this, and this particular program or this concept and the vehicle that you create from this concept is available to anyone at any income level. So if you guys have not made a point to get your consult set up with Monique, we highly encourage you to do so. So thank you, Monique, for answering those two questions that came across the feed. We really appreciate you.
You're very welcome.
But Monique, you know, and I want to recap just a moment, because I truly was writing things down, guys. I'm not exaggerating when I say that. I heard you say a couple of things that were very prolific, and I just want to make sure we recap them before we wrap up today's show.
Absolutely.
You said you want to use a mutual life insurance policy, right? That's very a mutual life insurance company to get this policy. That's key. You said use a whole life participating life insurance company.
Yes.
You said you also want to make sure that you do this because a whole life insurance policy offers you guaranteed benefits. And as Tatiana said, there's nowhere you're going right now where you're going to get a guaranteed return at this point. The stock market is up, down, it's sideways, it's left, it's right. It's all different kinds of ways on any given day. So it's a guaranteed return. This is, you guys, I hope you have your notebooks and your pens out and you're getting this. Also, Monique said that the family bank can be customized according to your needs. That is powerful. It can be customized according to your needs. And I can say, I can attest, that's a true statement. That was done from my policy. Also, she says it's the cornerstone. We all agree with this. It's the cornerstone of wealth building and legacy building. And I think the most powerful one I just heard her say was permanent life insurance policies, whole life insurance policies, are about wealth building and legacy, leaving legacies, right? Whereas term policies focus on death. Guys, get that. Make sure you get that. That is important to know and to understand this information that Monique has provided here today in the lounge. Monique, and having said that, you know, if people want to get more information from you about your family bank and the concept, right, how can they reach out to you to set up a free consult and to get that additional information?
Absolutely. And you summarized it perfectly, Shankar. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Damn, girl. I was about to say, damn.
Absolutely. So there's several ways you can get in touch with me. Folks can go to my website, which is www.vitalmanandassociates. And that's a B as in boy, E-I-D as in dog, L-E-M-A-N and associates.com. You can contact me through the website there, and I do give free consultations. You are not obligated to do anything, but I would love, and I have been just sitting down with families and just going over their entire portfolios, and just to see if there are any holes that need to be filled, or if you're okay, then I will let you know you are okay. So definitely go on there. You can set up a free consultation with me. I also can be reached via email, which is my first initial M, last name Vitalman again, at Comcast.net. So mvitalman@comcast.net. Or you can simply call me, right? We can chat. We can set up a Zoom. And my number is 240-305-3839.
Wow. Monique, thank you so much for joining us today. This has been an amazing show. I think that I know all of us who are here in the lounge can attest to the power of this tool. We are all owners of it, so we can attest firsthand to the power of this tool. And we just encourage our listeners to give Monique a call, set up that free consult. It doesn't cost you anything, but you may gain knowledge that could basically change the trajectory of you and your family's lives forever. So again, we thank you, Monique.
Thank you.
As always, this is going to do it for another episode of the E-Lounge. And until we see you next week, be well and stay safe.
Thank you, ladies.
Take your sheets off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the E-Lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the E-Lounge.
Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, elevate yourself to your best life. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the e-lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the e-lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the e-lounge. Take your shoes off.